I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me, I will remain in him, and he will bear much fruit. We hear today what's could be called a true vine discourse in the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, which kind of completes the bread of life discourse in the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel, where he speaks about the bread himself as the bread of life, and who he says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. So now we have the true vine, a discourse in which we have the same thing about remaining. We hear the word remain a lot in the scripture readings today, in the first letter of St. John, about remaining in Jesus by keeping his commandments, and then remaining in Jesus by being united to the vine and keeping his word. And during the week, we began the What We Believe program, and very grateful to God that 20 people, 20 parishioners have registered for the program, and they got to know each other on Wednesday. People have been in various groups, as you'll see in the bulletin. There's lots on offer in the parish. And when we had that first session last week, I just asked people to put their hands up if there was someone in the room that they didn't know, and every hand went up, even though they've been in the parish and going to different groups. It's lovely to see the groups coming together in some way and getting to know one another. And it was, an experience of growth in unity. And in that What We Believe program last week, the first session, there was a reference to the Basilica of San Clemente in Rome, and you have an image from that basilica on the front cover of the bulletin today, which is very relevant, I think, to the gospel of the vine and the branches. Because you see in that image that there is the cross in the center of the apse of that ancient Basilica of San Clemente in Rome. And coming from the roots, where the cross is planted, are the roots of the vine. And from there, the vine grows and it spreads and it bears fruit and it's full of life, it's living. And I think if you were to look up this image on the internet and you were to magnify it more, you would see the grapes growing on it and other life teeming around the vine. But all this vine grows from one root, which is our Lord Jesus on the cross. And it spreads from there. As long as we are united to him, then we will bear fruit, and we will be in him, and he will be in us. You see, the vine grows grapes. Grapes are pressed, so they produce beautiful wine. And on the cross, our Lord, it was pressed like the grapes. And just as grapes produce wine, our Lord's pressed body produced his blood. And that wine, of course, is used to become his blood, his precious blood, whenever we celebrate the Holy Mass. And our Lord gave this true vine discourse at the end of the supper. So he had just instituted the Holy Eucharist, giving the apostles that bread and wine, which was truly his body and his blood, which would be given up on the cross, sacrificed on the cross. And it's there he's telling us to be united to him through the sacraments, through the Holy Eucharist, of course, above all, to receive that bread of life so that we might be united in him, and to be inebriated by that blood which flowed from his side and which now is the source of all the sacraments of the church. And we were grafted onto that vine when we were baptized. And that's why we prayed in the collect of today's Mass that the newly baptized would deepen in their union with Christ so that they would bear fruit. All those who are baptized at the Easter Vigil, so many of them throughout the world, throughout this archdiocese and throughout the world, baptized at the Easter Vigil, that they would now grow. But once grafted onto the vine, it is possible to fall away. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel what happens to those who fall away from the vine. They wither and they are gathered up. He tells us elsewhere, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. And at the last judgment, you know, those people might say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And you'll say, I don't know you. So it's much more than just being present, you know, being in, you know, sort of in the liturgy or just saying our prayers. It's much more than that, because there's a danger of falling into lukewarmness. We can simply be observing what we're told to do without actually being united to the vine. Because the word of God, which comes from the Father, is meant to prune us so that we bear more fruit. And how are we going to bear fruit? You know, that's, we were grafted onto the vine in our baptism, and now we have to bear fruit by working on our unity with God, by discipline, what is called technically in the church asceticism, which simply means setting up for ourselves a little rule of life that we observe, that we have regular prayer in our life, that we incorporate penance in our life in a right measure. We don't need to do anything extreme, but at least what the church observes, and even some extra sometimes. Making sacrifices, loving one another, and giving of our time to so that we love one another, demonstrating that we love God, remaining in Christ. A daily prayer is essential. And the sacramental life of the church, the prayer and sacraments, to keep, if you like, the sap running from the root to the branch that we are. And so that we can in turn bear fruit. People here in Oregon are very familiar with the vines. You know, I was reading this gospel to one of the sick people I visit on a Friday. And so I've always been fascinated by the vine, how it grows and spreads out. And it's one vine, and yet how far it grows, and then it buds, and it keeps growing. It has to be pruned, of course, but it keeps growing. And in this vine, we have a symbol of continuity as well. You know, the psalm we prayed, that we would be able to praise the Lord and proclaim his gospel to a generation yet unborn. There are some unborn people in this church, by the way, just so you know. Yeah. Well, so hopefully we'll baptize. There are more people than you can see in this church today. Right? Well, we've got to declare the gospel to them. We're thinking of the future, and we draw it from the past. We have to be in continuity from the past, and we pass it on to the future. If we break away from the past, if we break away from our tradition, we break away from the vine, and we cannot hope to bear fruit. I would dare to suggest, dear brothers and sisters, that we've had a little bit of that in our church. You know, when the church is persecuted from without, the church is strengthened and it grows. Sometimes the Christians have to scatter, but the seed is sown and then it takes root elsewhere. But there's been a persecution from within. There's been an attempt by people to change things, to break with the past and do something new. And we know it hasn't worked. The experiment has not worked. And we can see a reordering, if you like, in the church today, that there is, in many areas of the church, there's a reordering, a redirecting back to reunite with our traditions so that we can once again bear much fruit. We have to bear great fruit, just like St. Paul, who formerly Saul, who once persecuted the Christians, but then was proclaiming the gospel boldly. But the Christians were afraid of Saul because he had this reputation of persecuting the Christians. And Barnabas had to go and assure them, no, Paul, he's proclaiming the gospel boldly. And then he went to Jerusalem and proclaimed it boldly there to the Hellenists, and they threatened to kill him. And then the disciples took care of him and sent him off to Tarsus. But that's a sign, you see. And Paul bore so much fruit because he proclaimed the gospel boldly, because he had come into union with this vine and union with the other apostles as well, union with the church, so that he was able to proclaim the gospel and bear much fruit. So just a simple conclusion, really, dear brothers and sisters, to always seek that union with the vine, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, through the church, being united with our traditions, but in the simple things of daily prayer, of the Holy Mass, attended with devotion, of Holy Communion received as worthily as one can, so that one receives the body and blood of Christ, so that we remain in him and he remains in us. Frequent confession, so that we can be purified and further pruned, so that we can bear more fruit. Growing familiarity with our teachings, such as that What We Believe program and others. I'm not doing a commercial, but if 20 more people would sign up, I'd be very happy. All right? And other things that we can, means that we can take to grow more deeply in our faith, to learn what it is that we have received, so that we can again pass it on to the generations to come who are yet unborn. Of course, to the generations that we see here already. To live and proclaim the gospel boldly, so that we might bear much fruit.